In 1999, the Texas legislature passed House Concurrent Resolution No. 65, designating West Texas the Music Crossroads of Texas. The formal resolution recognizes the diversity and rich heritage of our music and that West Texas musicians make a significant contribution to the state's culture. The roster of our musicians is long, and these notable artists sang our stories to the globe and created the soundtracks of our lives. So sing along, get up and dance, or just sit back and enjoy the next hour as we explore the highways and backroads, cities and towns that make up the Music Crossroads of Texas. Hi, my name is Curtis Peoples, your host for the Music Crossroads of Texas. This week we begin part one of a two-part series, The Giant Side of Music, which features songs about the giant side of Texas, West Texas, and some of the cities and towns located in the region. Texans value their music, and scores of nationally recognized musicians have called the state home. Over the past two decades, the genre called Texas music has become very popular. Moreover, Texas seems to have more songs written about it than any other state, except Virginia, perhaps. One finds the place immortalized in such songs as The Yellow Rose of Texas, Deep in the Heart of Texas, and Waltz Across Texas. Like other states, Texas has an official song, Texas Our Texas, although, not surprisingly, some people misidentify the state song as The Eyes of Texas. Although geographically large and comprised of several subdivisions, there are few songs about the East, South, or North Texas regions. However, one can find numerous songs about West Texas, the giant side of the state. Despite a historically scant population, the greater West Texas region has been a catalyst for creativity, especially in music. The region has produced countless musicians, and many have become famous and pioneered new musical trails, including Bob Wills and Woody Guthrie. Bob Wills, the king of Western swing, is one of the region's more famous musicians. He began developing his famous music style in the Fort Worth music scene and rose to fame after moving to Tulsa. After refining their sound, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys moved west to California. Wills appeared in films, and his group played dances that drew large crowds. A prolific songwriter, Wills is perhaps best known for his song, New San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Where in dreams I live with the memory, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, no, only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own. A broken song, empty words I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo, and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Oklahoma native Woody Guthrie settled in Pampa, Texas between 1931 and 37. During those Dust Bowl years in the Panhandle, Guthrie found inspiration to pen many songs. His experience culminated in the album Dust Bowl Ballads, and it features memorable songs like Blowin' Down This Road.
I'm blowin' down this road, dusty road,
load. I'm a-blowing down this old dusty road. I'm a-blowing down this old dusty road, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm a-going where the water tastes like wine. I'm a-going where the water tastes like wine. I'm a-going where the water tastes like wine, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm a-going where the dust storms never blow. I'm a-going where them dust storms never blow. I'm a-going where them dust storms never blow, 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 and I ain't gonna be treated this way. They say I'm a Dust Bowl refugee. Yes, they say I'm a Dust Bowl refugee. They say I'm a Dust Bowl refugee, Lord, Lord, but I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm a-looking for a job at honest pay. I'm a-looking for a job at honest pay. I'm a-looking for a job at honest pay, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. My children need three square meals a day. Now my children need three square meals a day. My children need three square meals a day, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. It takes a $10 shoe to fit my feet. It takes a $10 shoe to fit my feet. It takes a $10 shoe to fit my feet, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Your $2 shoe hurts my feet. Your $2 shoe hurts my feet. Yes, your $2 shoe hurts my feet, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. I'm going down this old dusty road. I'm blowing down this old dusty road. I'm blowing down this old dusty road, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way.
Way out west in Texas, that's where I long to be.
Songs and folklore about West Texas have existed since humans came to the area. Popular recordings illustrate the influence. The region has shaped the music, and the music has helped to shape the region. Some popular recordings that use the West Texas theme include Gene Autry's Way Out in West Texas, Lyle Lovett's West Texas Highway, Kimmy Rhodes' West Texas Heaven, and the Dixie Chicks, West Texas Wind, just to name a few.
Where the rattlesnakes and old horned toads sleep right by your side. On the desert sands of Texas, that's where I long to ride. Way out west in Texas, around the old campfire, we sang the songs of long ago and strum on my guitar.
West Texas native and prolific songwriter Butch Hancock penned many songs that illustrate West Texas, such as West Texas Waltz and Dryland Farm. However, music about place does not rely solely on lyrically based songs. The aesthetics of instrumental music can also evoke visual images. From the album Hope, Doug Smith's instrumental piece West Texas is such a song.
Thank you.
Many songs exemplify West Texas as a whole. Equally, many songs are about its towns and cities. The soundtracks of these spaces help further reveal West Texas. El Paso lies farther west than any other major city in West Texas, and it is one of the region's oldest communities. As with any large city, many musicians have called El Paso home, like Vicky Carr and Bobby Fuller. Fuller headed the Bobby Fuller Four and had a hit with the Sonny Curtis song, I Fought the Law.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I left my baby in a field of red. I guess my days are done. Well, she's the best girl I've ever had. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won.
Other songs about the city include Trace Atkins' Snowball in El Paso, The Gourds' El Paso, and Elton John's All the Way Down to El Paso. Nonetheless, it is the namesake for one of the most popular songs of all times, Marty Robbins' El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
First released in 1959 on Robbins' Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs, the song reached number one on both the pop and country music charts and won the Grammy Award for the Best Country and Western Recording in 1961. It is Robbins' most famous song, and numerous artists have covered the ballad. Marty Robbins' sequel to El Paso was a song titled San Angelo, a city located in the southern part of West Texas. Texas music artists Aaron Watson and Mark David Manders also have songs titled San Angelo. Country music star Ernest Tubb broadcast a live music radio program from San Angelo on KGKL and wrote the song, Swell San Angelo.
An eastern city was once my home. Throughout the world, this city is well known. And I thought it was the best until I came out in the West and found out what these folks knew all along. That out here where the lazy concho flows, there dwells a town that's known as Angelo, where folks meet but seldom part, unless they just don't have a heart that's big enough for swell San Angelo. Swell San Angelo, the grandest place I know. Now I have roamed this wide world o'er, but I'll never move no more, for I love you, swell San Angelo. Here is where the people feel the same. They always call you right by your first name. Now if you think you're a big shot, you just won't fit in with our lot, for we all are on an equal plane. A banker might wear a diamond in his tie, but a haughty gleam is never in his eye. And when he grasps a cowboy's hand, there's something they both understand. This is the place where friendship never dies. Swell San Angelo, the grandest place I know. Now I have roamed this wide world o'er, but I'll never move no more, for I love you, swell San Angelo. Now we have cattle, sheep, and cotton too, and the sun is always shining through. We may not have a world of gold, but we've got love right in our souls. That's what keeps us all from feeling blue. Now when you're tired of the world and its woes, and you like to give your heart a chance to grow, just come on out here in the West, and then you'll soon know all the rest about the town of swell San Angelo.
Northeast of San Angelo is Abilene, the key city of West Texas. Several notable musicians have called Abilene home. Slim Willett composed the odd-metered hit song, Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes, and I'm a Tool Pusher from Snyder. Other musicians include Leroy Parnell, who had a number of top 10 country songs, and award-winning Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers.
That's why I'm drilling down. I'm a tool pusher from Snyder, little northwest of town. I drilled in Kilgore, Beaumont, Borger, this is the best I've found. I'll keep tool pushing on a rotary rig till I'm 6 feet underground.
According to music historian Joe Speck, Abilene is a city found in numerous songs simply because it rhymes. Artists who just use the name Abilene for a song title include Sam Lightning Hopkins, Sheryl Crow, Ian Moore, and George Hamilton IV. Hamilton's song is the most famous written about Abilene. Some thought the song is about Abilene, Kansas, but the song is now most associated with the Texas city.
Most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene. Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene. Women there to treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Tune in next week when I finish our look at the giant side of Texas and the giant side of music. We pick up our journey on the high plains of Texas.
Yes, I think she's perfect for you. I'm so happy that you're glad. I can tell that she adores you, but if she didn't, she'd be mad. And I heard you tell your mama that you think that she's the one. And then you asked her for the ring she said was for her son. I smiled, I couldn't let you see that you loving her with me loving you is killing me. I just smiled like I've learned to do so well since we agreed best friends we'd be. I'll never tell.
Welcome to this week's Women of West Texas Music. Our guest this week is Ginny Del Lord, who's in the studio with us. Welcome, Ginny.
Hello. Thank you.
You began playing professionally when you moved down to Austin after high school, I believe, is how you got started in the music business.
That's pretty much right. Yeah. I don't know if you can call it professionally when you're playing for free. Do you have to get paid to be a profession? I think that's the amateur professional status change there. But yes, pretty much so.
So how long were you in Austin?
I was there just over 10 years. And yeah, I really enjoyed it and had a really good time. It's changed a lot now. Every time I go back, it's like, what did you do to my town? It's crazy.
It's grown quite rapidly.
Yeah.
So after about 10 years, then you moved back to Lubbock?
I did. I decided I wanted to finish my bachelor's degree. And so I chose Texas Tech. My family's here, and I'm glad that I did. I credit coming to Lubbock to be exactly why I have gotten where I have gotten doing what I'm doing today. So it was the best move I could have made.
And did you continue to play music while you're going to school? Or
I did not at first, but I decided to try to make a little money, and so I just tried to get into the scene a little bit. And then I met this professional musician here in town, Tina Turner, mm-hmm. mutual friend of ours. And she kind of took me under her wing, and we started playing music together, and I did that periodically. But when I graduated in 2012, I decided to just give it my all and see what I could do with it if I dedicated all of my effort instead of just some of it.
Well, I opened up the interview with the song Smile because I remember when you wrote that song, you were playing with Tina, the Lipstick Letters,
yes,
was your duo.
That's correct.
And playing out at a barbecue joint. And I just had met you recently, and you came and sat down beside me and go, hey, listen to this new song.
Yeah.
And there it was.
It's funny that you brought up that song, because I actually brought that song up as I was coming up the elevator to the studio. Many years ago, I did an interview here with Brandy Blake mm-hmm. in the KTTZ studio, and I chose Smile to be the song that I performed. So that's kind of perfect for this situation. That's awesome.
Is. Bringing it back full circle.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great song, and I was fortunate that you let me play on it later on when you recorded it.
And what a great time we had making that album. I learned a lot from you, and yeah. I still learn a lot from you, and I'm really glad that you're getting this show going, and I'm very proud of what you've accomplished since I've known
you,
sir.
Thank you very much. After that first album, the Ginny Del Lord album, is self-titled. That's when I guess you kind of got your feet wet with the band and stuff and decided, hey, it's time to probably get a band together instead of doing this solo thing.
Yeah, well, because even when I was playing in Austin, I was just a solo performer, and I'd never really thought about what other instrumentation I would add to my songs. And so when we made the Ginny Del Lord album in the basement of the Tech Library, I had no idea what I was wanting, what I was needing. I had never thought about any of that. And so that whole thing was a really great learning experience for me. And yeah, it totally inspired me to want to put together a band and really hone in on the kind of sound that I was trying to create. And I'm still trying to figure it out, but I've learned a lot, I think.
So what would you call your sound when you first started out?
Well, when I came from Austin, I considered myself a folk singer, singer-songwriter mm-hmm. kind of thing like that. And I've really dusted off my cowboy boots since coming here to Lubbock and do more country music than I ever thought that I would. But I like to call my music now Americana because it's not just country. It's got a lot of elements of rock and blues involved in it as well. And that's one of the hardest things I have is defining my actual genre.
Right. Yeah. Well, you definitely went with the more rock and country kind of sound for your second album, Never Let Go, which features another West Texas musician, Kent Mings, and it's the rock and country song, There We Were. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, There We Were was really fun. It was actually one of my first radio singles, and it did really well. We got into the top 100 on the charts, which was really cool. But yeah, it was just a fun, I like to call it the ultimate love song, because everything that I've ever had in a relationship. Like you fall in love and everything's great, and then you break up, and then you get back together, and then you break up, and then you get back together. And if that's not love, I don't know what is.
I'd like to talk a little bit about your progression and your creative process. How do you approach songs and songwriting, especially now that you've kind of made this shift sort of to this Americana, as you said, incorporating all these different kinds of music?
Well, I don't think that my songwriting process has really changed so much. I still come up with an emotion or an idea that I feel like I need to put down on paper and hopefully come up with a melody that'll go along with that. Really, what I think has changed my sound are the players that I bring in. As you know, my guitar player is Steve Lott, who is very into blues music, and my bass player is totally jazz, Andrew Mason. And I've got a really old school country drummer, Bucky Broaddus. And so all of those things have really influenced the sound that I have today, because when I write a song, I have the song itself, but then I take it to the guys, to my band, and say, all right, this is kind of what I'm looking for. What do you have to offer? What do you think it should sound like? And so they pretty much come up with their own parts, and that I think creates the unique sound that we have today.
Yes, most definitely. And so for your latest album, Free Whiskey.
Free Whiskey.
I know that you took more of a producer type role. You really got more involved in this album than you had in the previous two. So how did that work out for you?
Well, ironically enough, I got more involved, and yet I also let go more than usual. I've been working with Scott Ferris for several years now. We've actually known each other for longer than I care to admit. But with the Never Let Go album that we did, I just came in and said, all right, these are our songs. This is pretty much how it's going to be. With the Free Whiskey album, we got a little more creative. And while I had my songs the way that I wanted them, I said, all right, well, we want to bring in some additional instrumentation, different parts. And I think this would sound good, but pretty much what you want to do is what you can do. I like to say that I have veto power for sure, but I'm trying to let go and surround myself with people who are really good at what they do. And so I don't need to micromanage that. That's the reason that right. they're there. And so, yes, I knew more what I was looking for, but at the same time, I didn't call all the shots like I did with the Never Let Go album. And of course, with Jenny Dale Lord, I had no idea what I was doing. So it was whatever you guys think, you know. Yeah, so.
On For You Whiskey, you collaborated with another West Texas musician.
I've got a few of them on there, actually.
Yeah, but this time was Joe Illy, which was kind of a surprise to everybody.
Man, that was a surprise to me, too. It's pretty amazing. Definitely the greatest thing for Joe to just step in and sing that song with me. And I think it adds so much. And he's so amazing. And I even learned from him. There are things that he does when he's singing, the way that he does vowels or closes his mouth on a consonant and holds it, when I would never have sung it that way. But I'm like, man, that's really interesting. Like, I like the way that you approach things. So I started to kind of mimic what he was doing and try to learn from little things that he did, because he's Joe Illy.
Right.
Yeah. So it was amazing. It was amazing. I just couldn't believe that he said yes to do it, number one. But it's just, I can't say anything other than amazing.
So from the album Free Whiskey, it's the song with Joe Illy, Already Gone.
He said, I'm going back to West Virginia. Texas plains really ain't my style. I miss the Appalachians in the springtime. God, I haven't seen them in a while. He said, I miss my family out in Charleston. I've been craving mama's apple pie. His baby sister's gonna have her first one, and he'd sure love to be there by her side. So first thing in the morning, he's getting on that plane. He picked the perfect day to leave, 'cause it's supposed to rain. But what I don't get is why he let me hold on for so long when he was already gone.
Said this time I'm headed out to Nashville. I met a man who says he'll take me far. After all these years of searching, I have found it, the chance I need to finally be a star. She said each time I left you, I was trying to find a way to make these dreams come true. And she's sorry that she couldn't take me with her. She thought I'd understand more than I do. So first thing in the morning, she's getting on that plane. She picked the perfect day to leave, 'cause it's supposed to rain. But while I don't get is why she left me hold on for so long, and she was already gone.
Two suitcases by the front door, say all we couldn't say before.
All we couldn't say before.
So first thing in the morning, he's getting on that plane.
She picked the perfect day to leave, 'cause it's supposed to rain.
But what I don't get is why he let me hold on for so long when he was already gone.
She was already gone.
You were already gone.
What are your plans for your next release? Are you going to release something else from the Free Whiskey album? You're going to go back in the studio? I know you guys have been out touring around, really getting out of around the state, playing on the coast in Dallas, Fort Worth area, and so forth. San Antonio, I believe, recently.
Yeah, we were just in New Mexico. Yes, we got a lot of big things, and yes to all of that. We are going to release another single from the Free Whiskey album as soon as our current single fizzles out. It's still on the charts. It's currently number 45, and hopefully we will break our first top 40 with that. But as far as what song it's going to be, I can't tell you. I have a really fantastic promoter who I let tell me what he thinks would be appropriate, and I just go with what he says. That being said, one project I'm working on in the studio right now actually is we're making a reboot, and it's actually called Reboot of the Current Versions of Songs from the Jenny Dale Lord album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we want to have some radio quality mixes and stuff like that, because there were some really fun songs on that record, like Willie is probably our most requested song,
right,
and in any live show that we play. And I'd like to have that sound the way that we do it now that I know what my sound is. So we're working on that, and hopefully that'll be finished by the end of the year. And then in January, if all goes as planned, I'm actually going to start making my fourth album.
Very good.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll be coming out next September.
Well, to close us out today, every show I close out with a new music song, and I've been choosing stuff from the Lubbock Music Now CD, and I know that your song, which is on the charts right now, Someone to Believe, actually made the cut for the 2017 Lubbock Music Now CD.
It did, and it made it. It's not on the charts right now, but it was.
It was
our
charts.
Previous
yeah.
single, and it made it all the way up to number 41.
Excellent.
Which was so close to a top 40. So, yeah, that's my first, like, real professional music video for that song on our YouTube page and stuff like that. And, yeah, was very proud of all that song accomplished. And, yeah, That's really all I can say about
that.
So
where can people go to learn more about Ginny Dale Lord and her band?
Well, GinnyDaleLord.com for those of you who aren't in the Lubbock area or wherever I'll be. But, you know, I just like to say come to a show and let's talk. Yeah. And I guarantee you we'll be friends by the end of it. And, yeah, that's my favorite way. I love to meet people and say hi and all that stuff. So,
well, from the Lubbock Music Now 2017 CD, here's Ginny Dale Lord Band with Someone to Believe.
On a bus from California, city lights behind her, a country girl is going home. She's been aching for her freedom, finally doesn't need him. It took a while, but now she's gone.
This week's West Texas Live Shots are from Joe Ely's album titled Live Shots. Recorded in London during Ely's 1980 tour supporting The Clash, here is Joe Ely with I Had the Hopes Up High.
Well, I left my home out on the great high plains, headed towards the new terrain, standing on the highway with my coffee cup, wondering gonna pick me up. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. Well, the first shot I
got was in a dynamite truck. The driver kept telling me his bad luck. As we swerved around the curves, I began to shout, I said, "Hey, mister, would you let me out?" I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. Tried. I got this with a preacher man. Told me that the wicked would be buried in sand. I don't know why I did it, but I lost control. I said, "Oh, Papa, would you save my soul?" I had my hopes up. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up. Got a ride on a carnival train, nearly blew away in a hurricane. Got a thinking about that preacher down in Louisiana. I'm sitting on the Delta, sipping sand. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye. I had my hopes up high. I never thought that I would ever wonder why I ever said goodbye.
Located in the Southwest Collection Special Collections Library on the Texas Tech campus, the Crossroads of Music Archive collects and houses all styles of music from West Texas and the greater Southwest. Today's Crossroads of Music Archive selection is from the Lubbock, Texas Quartet. This Columbia record from 1930 is comprised of two songs arranged as four-part vocal harmonies and a guitar accompaniment. The two songs are "Turn Away" and "Oh Mother, How We Miss You." The quartet recorded both songs in Dallas, Texas on December 6, 1929. The lyricist and composer of the Lubbock, Texas Quartet song "Turn Away" is Reverend Bernard Bates Edmonston. "Oh Mother, How We Miss You" is attributed to a well-known gospel songwriter, W.A. McKinney, along with E.M. Kitchen. At the time of the Lubbock, Texas Quartet's record release, the United States had slipped into the Great Depression of the 1930s and record sales began to decline. In 1930, for Columbia Records' Hillbilly series, it was fortunate if a record sold 3,000 or 4,000 copies. Surprisingly, the second biggest selling album of the year was the Lubbock, Texas Quartet record. The quartet sold 12,776 records. Who actually comprised the Lubbock, Texas Quartet when they recorded for Columbia Records may never be known, but it was most likely Clyde Burleson, Menace Meek, Wilson Carson, and either Cecil Gunn or Lewis Brooks. Here's the Lubbock, Texas Quartet with "Oh Mother, How We Miss You."
Eternal home, sweet home.
Terry Allen was born in Wichita, Kansas in 1943. Soon after, his parents moved the family to Amarillo, and then to Lubbock when he was two. His father, Sled, had been a baseball player, and they began promoting baseball games, wrestling, and music shows. In Lubbock, he established the Jamboree Hall nightclub, where Terry sold setups as a young child. The hall attracted both the African-American community and the white community to his nightclub. On a Friday night, one might see T-Bone Walker, B.B. King, or Jimmy Reed, and on Saturday night, Ernest Tubb or Little Jimmy Dickens. Terry sometimes traveled with his mother, Pauline, a professional piano player of barrel house jazz and blues, to Santa Fe, New Mexico, where she often performed. Terry grew up listening to blues, country, and jazz, and they influenced him. But it was the sound of rock and roll that hit him like an atomic bomb. It was artists like Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry that opened up all the doors of possibilities. Besides hearing rock and roll in live venues, Allen tuned in to Lubbock DJ Jerry Coleman and Border Radio DJ Wolfman Jack. Allen and his friends often drove to the outskirts of town to a cotton field, turned their radios to the same station, and danced the night away in the headlight beams.
Listening to the Wolfman of Del Rio.
When Terry decided that he wanted to learn to play the piano, he asked his mother to teach him. She taught him one song, W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, and told him after that, he was on his own. After graduating from Monterey High School, Terry Allen married his sweetheart, Joe Harvey. When the couple decided to leave Lubbock, they flipped a coin to determine where to settle, New York or Los Angeles. L.A. won. 1960s Los Angeles was an incredible place for the young couple. They created Rawhide and Roses, a radio show for KPPC in Pasadena. While attending art school there, Terry began writing songs and worked a construction job. At that job, he was offered an opportunity to perform on the television show Shindig. He thought his performance was the opportunity he needed to launch his career, but it was not. Allen continued to pursue a music career, but a bad record deal stifled his creativity for years. It was not until 1975 he was able to produce his first album, Juarez.
Well, I am Texican bad man. Got a pistol in my hand, and I'm gonna go across that Rio Grande. Well, the women are willing, and the life is thrilling. Gonna make me a killing in Juarez. Gonna meet me fine señorita. My hat when I meet her. Gonna take her out and dine her on tortilla. And if you love her, you bought her. If you didn't, you ought to get a little off that daughter from Juarez.
That was the opening track to Juarez, Juarez Device. Looking for a place to record his second album, Lubbock on Everything, artist Paul Milosevic convinced Terry to record it at Caldwell Studios in Lubbock. Where Juarez often consisted of only piano and voice, Allen used a full band for Lubbock on Everything, later known as the Panhandle Mystery Band. Allen immediately followed up with two more albums with the Panhandle Mystery Band, 1980's Smokin' the Dummy and 1983's Bloodlines. In 1987, Allen released two albums about the Vietnam War, Torso Hell and AmerAsia. The second is a collaboration between the Panhandle Mystery Band and a group of Laotian musicians. 1988 brought us the single track album Pedal Steel. It would be another 8 years until his next release, Human Remains. Terry continues to write music, reissue newly mastered old recordings, and makes art. Terry Allen, his art, and his songs are West Texas standards.
Hey, up on the Cap Rock, me and my baby ride. I'm going 100 miles an hour, cause this old Ford can still fly. Got four roses in a sack, and we ain't looking back tonight. Some
top 40 shorty singing on the radio. And there's cotton fields forever on both sides of the road. It's still flatland boogie, but where did the wolfman go? Oh, photographs turn yellow, times they come and go. We can still do the boogie from the high plains to Mexico. Some old angel from Amarillo must be helping us to hold it on the road.
I'm your host, Curtis Peoples. Thank you for sharing this past hour with me as we explore the diverse musical landscape of West Texas. I hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to travel down the music crossroads of Texas.